Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 10, Dr. Bloom finished the study and was about to start the invitation. Let's continue there today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Wherever there is a true call to gospel, it will always, always, always be a holy call. And if you're saved, you are also called to be holy. The origin of that call is His free grace and the eternal purpose of God. Ours is to labor in that call, and in this age we do it through our local church as well as in our daily lives. So don't be ashamed to accept His purpose. And then next, we see His divine appearing in verse 10. But it is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought to life an immortality to light through the gospel. Through the gospel. This plan of God was made manifest at the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ. The goal He has for us in the world is to carry out this plan. We're told plainly it was His plan. We're told plainly that this is His desire. So, He gives us a Holy Spirit of power, love, and sound-mindedness to carry out that plan. And what restrains that is ourselves, our lack of faith, and our lack of willingness, and our lack of doing. But this is the purpose of Jesus Christ coming. In 1 John 3:5, we know that He was manifested to take away our sins, and in Him is no sin. Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. Jesus went into death with all our sin upon Him, but all death could not hold Him. He paid for all our sin. The Creator of life is also the conqueror of death. And He appeased all guilt and judgment for our sin because Jesus paid it all. He literally made death of none effect. Death could not hold Him. He put death out of commission in that He rendered it harmless for Christians. But without Him, the sting of death is seen in Matthew 25:41. Then shall He say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. In short, the whole power of death is utterly abolished and has no sway over any and all who receive Him. Yes, the body will still die. But they'll be raised a new, glorious, immortal, incorruptible body in Christ Jesus. As we're told, who shall change our corruptible body, our vile body, so it might be fashioned like unto His glorious body. That's why the Bible says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? That is why Jesus said in John 11:25-26, I am the resurrection of the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And my friend, that's the question of Jesus Christ to everyone. Believest thou this? Jesus is the only way of salvation. This is not speaking of physical death, rather spiritual death. final, complete separation from God forever in that eternal lake of fire, which, by the way, was prepared, Matthew 25:41, for the devil and his angels. Yet, salvation is offered freely to us without our works, rather through repentance and faith. The truth still stands in John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. When we say repentance, we realize that I cannot turn away from all my sin. I can't even name all my sin. But I also realize that I turn to Him to take away my sin. If I don't want Him taking away my sin, I'm not repentant. If I don't want Him taking the power of sin over me away, I'm not repentant. And if I'm not willing to trust Him with my life, I'm not repentant. I must give it to Jesus. Death for a saved person is not a token of God's displeasure. Rather, it's the way of introducing us to a life from which death is forever excluded. Now, my wife grew up on a farm in North Carolina in its western mountains. So we would go back there and visit after we were married and started having children. And when our children were little, we would walk them up the mountain. And sometimes they'd be complaining about how hard it was. And it seemed tiresome to them. It was hard to climb. Yet, when they got to the top and they looked out over the valley and saw everything else, all was forgotten. They saw all the beauty out there, and they were so glad. The climb was worth it when they turned to see the awesomeness of the beauty. So too, when we go to heaven and we see our Savior, we know there will never be again tears, sorrow, death, pain, old age. Oh, what a glorious future we have. And my friend, what a glorious future you too can have in Him. You see, that is greater than anything the world can give you, because what the world would offer you will not last. If the world gave you $1 billion, one day you would leave it, and it would do you no good. You see, in Christ Jesus, we have everlasting life. But in Satan, without Christ, you have everlasting death. And by that, we mean separation from God in the lake of fire, where Revelation tells us that you're tormented day and night forever. It's the place where the false prophet is. It's the place where Judas is. It's the place where Hitler is. It's the place where those that have opposed God down through the ages are. It is where those mass murderers are. My friend, that's where you go without Christ. You say, I don't think that's fair. Well, you're not the judge. God is. My friend, today, you need to come to Jesus just as you are. That's how you come. You see, what you have to do is, first of all, admit, I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. Romans 3:10 says, there's none righteous, no, not one. And Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You say, I've never sinned. I've never done anything bad, or at least not that bad, to go to hell. Well, then, you can't be saved until you realize that you have. Must realize that you're a sinner. And you must be willing to turn from sin. Repent. Acts 17:30-31 says, God commandeth. God does. God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Why? Because He hath appointed a day in which He will judge the world. So, my friend, that day is coming. That day is soon. Are you ready for it? Believing that Jesus Christ, when He died on the cross, died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit, that His blood was shed for you and His blood paid our penalty in full, totally, and that 3 days later He rose up physically, bodily from the dead. You can be saved, for it says in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, my friend, that goes for you. That went one day for me, and it'll go for all who come to Him. Realizing you're a sinner, ready to give Him your life, to allow Him to be your God, to be your Lord, to be your object of worship, to be your object of obedience. Call upon Him to save your soul. Call upon Him to cleanse you of your sin, to give you forgiveness. And He will. You say, I don't know how to pray. I'm not just real sure. Then I'm going to form a prayer here in just a moment. The prayer that I form will only be words if you did not mean it. But if you mean it, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. And by your blood, cleanse me from all my unrighteousness. I believe Jesus Christ died for me. I believe He shed His blood for my sin. I believe 3 days later He rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant that, then by God's word, He says you're saved. You've given Him your life. You've entered into a relationship that He likens to marriage. As a matter of fact, the commitment is no less than marriage. And so, my friend, you need to grow in this new life. You need to get to know Him. Start by getting into the Word of God. Read a chapter each day. I would encourage you to start in the New Testament, maybe in the book of John, and just read a chapter or read a part of it each day. Pray. Talk to God. Tell Him what's on your heart. Ask Him to teach you His Word. Then get in touch with a good Bible-believing preaching church. You say, I go there. I just had not been saved until now. Then, my friend, let the pastor know the decision that you've made. Let us know. You can contact us through our website. On our website, get your telephone number. You can even call and let us know, or you can email us or write us a letter or send us a postcard. And then let somebody close to you know about it as well. We have on our website a booklet titled Building Blocks. This will tell you how to grow in your new Christian life. You can print it out. It's there. It's printable. It's free. It's for you to have to help you to grow in your new Christian life. It's filled with instruction, Bible references, all to help you to grow in your new life, to grow to know the Lord all more intimately and help you to know how to pray, how to study your Bible, how to serve God, what kind of a local church you should attend. My friend, please get in the Word of God and start. And so do that, won't you? You say, I don't have access to a computer. How can I get a copy of the Building Blocks? You write us and ask for it, and we will send it to you. Well, I see that my time is up. I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.